There's so many things you touched on there, which I think before we go to the next question are important to speak about when starting a company. Siki, can you just give us a basic rundown of a point by point kind of method of when you start a company, what is the first thing you do? What's the second thing you do? Maybe like 5 points to just, you know, get, and what do you need to consider when you go to register at a bank?
Yeah, so bootstrapping a company.
Yeah.
I call it that.
I did that too.
Bootstrap until the wheels fall off, until capital and cash flows become a problem. It is registering the name. Think of the name. Big advice is don't attach it to yourself if you would like that. That's why I immediately called it Amplified. After registering, you then have to ensure that a SARS and your bank account, your business bank account. And a tip, your business bank account is not your money as your founder. Pay yourself a salary every month, no matter how low it is. But those are two separate things.
Separate your financial things as soon as possible.
But run all the costs under your business bank account, every cost. But yeah, they sit separately. Guys, that branding is important. Get a graphic designer to do a logo for you. If you can afford branding identity, that would be lovely. Open an Instagram account. Open a LinkedIn account. Have digital footprint. I still don't have a website, but I've made great revenue like businesses that have a website. The reason why I still don't have a website is because I'm a perfectionist. So web developers have approached me. I just want to put the right thing on my website. But it's okay to just have a template website to just show your work when people, because we sit in meetings and boardrooms and we Google, who is this Amplified girl? And literally they Google you.
Your website.
What is the article that's written about you? That's the PR element. But also, what's your social media footprint and your website? What else? Portfolio, like in a PDF form, less than 20 pages. Don't like write everything in there. But your services need to be on there and who you are and the business.
And how much it costs.
Yeah. And you can send your portfolio like really as a PDF. That's where the branding identity comes in, to just WhatsApp, you know, like compress it so that on WhatsApp, someone can just open. We're now on our digital screens. So just, portfolio.